Welcome to Words of Encouragement. My name is Adrian Ramey. I just want to say thank you, first of all, for listening to our podcast today. This is Words of Encouragement. This is going to be a podcast that talks about the love of God, how God can touch our life, and how Jesus is our Savior. So when you listen to this podcast, I really want you to take from this and grow in God's love and grow in Him and grow your relationship with the Lord. I hope that what I speak to you today will encourage you in the Lord. I hope that you find this devotion I'm going to do today that really will, wherever you're at in your spiritual life, that this will meet your need for His glory. Hallelujah. So today, first of all, thank you for listening to Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey. I am Adrian Ramey. I am an ordained minister in the Church of God out of Cleveland, Tennessee. So today, what I want to talk to you about is this. Ask God. Matthew 21:22 says this, "And in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believe, and you shall receive." What do we need from God today? How can He touch our lives? As we think about these two questions today, is what do we need from God today? How can He touch us today? Think about that for a minute. First of all, what we need to do is take our prayer request to Him. Take whatever you have today that you need and give it to Him. Do you need healing today? Do you need salvation today? Do you need encouragement today? Or do you need wisdom on that decision you have to make? Or you just need comfort today? My friend, my brother or sister, I pray, Lord, you take this prayer request and give it to Him, and He will answer it for His glory. If you need healing today, if something's hurting you, say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you touch me now. Heal me for your glory. Father, I need comfort, God. I'm lonely, Lord. I need the comfort of God. Give it to Him. Lord, I need you as my personal Savior. I'm lost, and I need you, Lord. Is it salvation? Ask Him. Ask Him to your heart to be your Lord and personal Savior. And He washed away all your sins when He died on the cross for you. Whatever we need, we can give it to God. And when we give it to God, He is going to answer for His glory. But first and foremost, when we give our prayer request to Him, we have to know, we have to believe that He will answer it. And when we do that, we know that God's glory will be revealed. We also have to remember, too, that it's not going to be answered in our time. It's going to be answered in God's time, which is the perfect time. So if you're praying for something specific today and you don't see it happen right now, just remember, hold on to that promise. He's going to answer it, but it's going to be in His time. And when He answers in His time, His glory will be revealed in our lives. When that glory is revealed, that's our testimony. And we can say, "Hey, look what the Lord has done. Look what He has touched me. He has healed me. He has set me free." And when the Lord has done, you can tell people what God has done for you, and that's called your testimony. And you can encourage other people when you tell them what God has done for you. Because somebody you might know might be in the same situation that needs that encouragement. So you tell what God has done for you. And knowing that God is God, He loves us. All we have to do is take it to Him. And when we take it to Him, He's going to answer for His glory. And when He answers for His glory, hallelujah, other people, you're going to touch other people's lives for what God has done for you. That, my friend, is what God can do for us. So all we have to do is ask Him, take it to Him in prayer, ask Him and believing that He will answer. And when we are believing that He will answer, we're saying, "Father, we know that you're going to touch His prayer request. We are standing on your promise right now. But remember, let's do this one thing too. When we pray, let's start thanking Him for He's answering right then. He's doing the work right now. All we have to do is say, "Father, thank you for touching His prayer request. You are answering it for your glory. Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord, I pray, Lord." That's all you have to do. Say, "I pray and I thank you for what you're doing." Well, today I hope you found some encouragement in this broadcast. I hope this broadcast has touched your life today. I hope you found some encouragement. Thank you for listening today. I want to pray with you right now before I leave. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this person's whoever listened to this right now, I pray, Lord, you touch them and be with them for your glory. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. Touch them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Words of Encouragement today.
Welcome
to Words of Encouragement, episode number 2. Today, I want to talk to you about is walking with God. And Psalms 1, 1 and 2 is where I'm taking my main text. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer, but his delight is the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. We are blessed people. First, we have to remember that. We are blessed people. When we choose to walk with God, we choose to live our lives for Him, the Bible calls us blessed. Now, but when we walk with God, we can't just do it halfway. We can't just do it half-hearted. We got to do it with our whole heart, with everything we got. We got to give God 110% when we choose to walk with Him. And then when we walk with Him, first of all, like I said, we are blessed people. Then the second of all, when things happen in our life, when temptations and sins come in our life, we know that we can hold on to God and we can flee from that sin. Because in the name of Jesus that we call upon when sin comes our way or temptation, we say, in the name of Jesus, I flee from that. I walk away from that. And that's the promise that we have from God. When we walk with Him, He's there to protect us. He's there to lead, guide, and direct us in all of our steps. Like I said, episode number 1, it was about asking God in prayer and giving Him our prayer request. He'll answer for His glory. So now I'm talking to you about walking with Him. And when we walk with Him daily, He's going to help us. He's going to be there with us. When we need something, God is going to be there. All we have to do is reach out and touch Him. Now, also it says here, when we walk with God, and it says right here in verse 2, but His delight is in the law of the Lord, and His law does He meditate day and night. It says here, we take this word of God, we meditate on it, on His law, the Ten Commandments, and we meditate on it day and night. So we take His word, and we read it every day, and we apply it to our life. We are meditating upon His word. And when we are meditating upon His word and reading it and studying it for ourselves, we are growing our faith in Him. We are growing this love walk we have with Him. Hallelujah. Because you have to remember, when we are reading His Word, He's talking to us. He'll point out scriptures to us that we need. He'll point out things to us that we need for that time. Or also remember this, is you might read a passage now, but maybe 6 months, God will bring it back to your remembrance to you for you to have at that time that you need. That, my friend, is our relationship and our growth in the Lord that we have with Him. So when we walk with God on a daily basis, that means that we just got to give Him everything we've got, our whole heart, everything that we have. Not just 50%, 75%, but 110% we got to give to Him on a daily basis. Adrian, how do we do that? We do it by reading our word every day and having that time of God in our word. We do that by our prayer time and asking God to, and just talking to Him on a daily basis through prayer. And we do that by on going to church on Sunday and finding us a good church to go to and worship His name. Hallelujah. And we also do that by our praise. When we are praising God, we are thanking God for who He is. When we are praising Him, it means that we are praising Him for who He is. And when we're thanking Him, we're thanking Him for what He's done in our lives. So as we walk with God on a daily basis, I encourage you, my friend, my brother, sister, I encourage you to walk with the Lord. I encourage you to be in that word. I encourage you to pray. I encourage you to go to church. I encourage you to seek the Lord. So in this love walk we have with Him, you're going to see God walk. You're going to see God walk by your side throughout your life. And remember, we are blessed people. I hope today's broadcast has really touched you today. I have encouraged you today to take your walk deeper and closer with the Lord. Now, as we close out here, I want to pray with you, and I want to pray. When I pray, I want to pray with you that God will touch your life and continue to be with you and lead, guide, and direct you in the areas of your life. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch them right now. Touch whoever's listening to this broadcast right now for your glory. I pray that you touch them. I pray that you lead, guide, and direct them every day, Lord. I pray, Lord, you just be with them, Lord, and just touch them wherever they're at right now for your glory. Touch their need right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives today, Lord. Bless us every day, Lord. We thank you and love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.